While staying with emerging technology, the challenges of designing self-driving cars have been on display in Sydney today. Our reporter Lexi Metherill went along to the finals of the National Instruments Autonomous Robotics Competition.
So we're in the hall at the University of Technology, Sydney, and there's two mazes set up. Both look like mini little cities. The idea is that each robot has to autonomously navigate the course without bumping into any objects or stalling in any way. So let's see how the teams are going. You're about to compete. How are you feeling?
Yeah, okay.
So is it just a matter of now setting and forgetting? It's still all up to the robot?
Yeah, it's all programmed and ready to go. So we'll see what it does.
And it's off. Doesn't seem to be running into too many obstacles, so it's doing pretty well. How do you feel about how you went?
It wasn't too bad. It was about what was expected, so, you know, can't be too disappointed with that. Yeah.
How did you design it? What were your sort of design principles?
Whatever's cheapest, really. Bit of a budget constraint. So, that was pretty much it.
Yeah.
Reuse everything we could, and it's a recycled robot for the most part, I think.
What were the hardest bits in programming it?
Oh, just everything, I think.
The localization of the robot, so it knowing where it is, was definitely the hardest bit.
I'm Jerome and I'm from UOW, University of Wollongong.
What's been the hardest thing about building your self-driving robot?
So we began with using our same robot from last year, hardware-wise, but software-wise we've done a lot of development over the last 6 months. So it's been a lot of hard work. Designing algorithms to path plan efficiently and avoid road closures using the Wi-Fi data received, and also to localise itself around the environment which is given.
So it has its own internal grid, is that how it works?
It's quite like that. We do have a set layer which is given to us by the competition host, and we also have to gather data about the environment and manage to find where it is in that maze or in that map and use that information to go around where it needs to go efficiently. Yeah.
And I guess this would have really given you an appreciation for how difficult it must be to drive, to design a self-driving car that has to navigate a complete city, a real city.
Yes, that's right. This is more of a self-driving car on a very small scale. Whereas in a real self-driving car like a Tesla, there's hundreds of sensors working together. There's a lot of data being analysed every second. So there's a lot going on. But this is a very small-scale project and a very interesting, and gives us the ability to get some hands-on experience and put all the theory we learn at universities into something useful.
The task is actually very challenging. It's a university level competition. You know, it's running fully autonomously out there. Once they flick the switch, robot's on its own. So it's challenging and very realistic, which is why, you know, not everybody blitzes the competition.
That's Mark Phillips from the competition organiser National Instruments. That report from Lexi Metherill.